Conservative talk radio host Neil Bortz announced this morning that he is retiring after more than 40 years on the air.
Flying high for decades, Bortz is reaching for the ripcord. But until he's on final approach, the oratorical aerobatics continue. It's the Bortz happy ending.
Bortz has been broadcasting since Richard Nixon was president, and he says he's giving up his nationally syndicated program on WSB Radio in Atlanta because it's too restrictive. NPR's Kathy Lohr has the story.
Neil Bortz, who calls himself the Talkmaster, says he got off the bus in Atlanta in 1967 and did whatever he could to make a living while he was trying to get a job on the radio. He was a jewelry buyer, an insurance salesman. He loaded trucks and wrote speeches for former Georgia Governor Lester Maddox.
All this time, I'm just trying to get into radio. Anything. I'll be a reporter. I'll be a cameraman for a TV station. Everybody told me, you don't have any experience. I mean, you don't know what you're doing. Get out of here.
Then a local radio host committed suicide in 1969, and Bortz says he camped out at the station early the next morning to talk to the general manager.
Well, okay, you can do it for a couple of weeks until we get a replacement in here for that show. So they put me on that afternoon, 90 minutes. And 2 weeks later, they moved me to the morning show. And then that was it.
Four decades later, Bortz says he's ready to call it quits.
It's just been a total and absolute joy. Now, I'm going to miss everything associated with doing a talk radio show.
About 6 million listeners a week tune in to the Neil Bortz show. He's a conservative yet independent voice. Bortz is a libertarian, and during the most recent Republican campaign for president, has urged his listeners not to focus on social issues, including abortion and gay marriage. He is not a shock jock, but he attacks controversial issues head on. On a program last year, Bortz spoke with Herman Cain about disparaging comments being made about the former GOP presidential candidate.
They called you a monkey, Herman. You're the monkey in the window.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last.
Okay, now let me ask you something.
Yes.
Are you a runaway slave?
If you consider leaving the Democrat plantation, yes.
He is a force that has influence within politics and public policy, but he's also entertaining and funny.
Michael Harrison is publisher of Talkers magazine.
Although he may agree with Limbaugh and Hannity and some of the other big names in conservative talk radio, he is in no way a follower. He has always gone his own direction. He's very independent and quite unique.
Perhaps not a complete surprise, Herman Cain, who has had a nightly talk show on the same radio station, will take over Bortz's morning slot on January 21st. That's Inauguration Day. Here's how Bortz put it.
If it's Barack Obama, then I'm going to disappear into the mountains somewhere and come out after he has completely destroyed this country. If it is Mitt Romney, then we're all going to leave the air. Well, we're going to start drinking. We'll start drinking as the show begins.
He's calling his announcement the Bortz happy ending. Today, comedian Jeff Foxworthy was among those who called in to lament the end of an era.
Man, are we going to miss you. It's just not going to be the same on the radio.
Well, you're so kind and so kind to call.
Bortz says after he retires, he plans to spend 8 months on what he calls the Bortz bus, traveling with his wife. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.